This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Dean Vandermeer on the line from Set Free Ministries. We're going to be talking about a recent article from Barna, and it's discussing trauma and healing in the church. And Dean, you know, we as believers, we often talk about how sin is a prison, and there's a lot of focus on the remedy for that. But trauma can also be a prison of sorts. Can you talk a little bit about that and how how does trauma trap people?
Yeah, trauma is a reality that we have to understand today in the church. So there's some pretty interesting stats out. 1 in 4 girls will be sexually abused before age 18. 1 in 6 boys will be. That's so traumatic right there that it's hard to comprehend. And that's just one stat that we have. We also know that porn use is going through the roof in the last 15 years. So we can only guess that that number is going to escalate because of the amount of porn use going on. Young boys age 12 to 24, 80% of them are looking at porn. The new porn today requires violence. So it's not just normal porn, it's violent porn. And so there's some things that are happening in our culture today that are really the gas fueling this fire. And that's why we have so many things going on with mental health today. Our mental health facilities are packed. They are packed full. I was in a mental health facility 2 weeks ago. It has 140 beds. And I would say about 85% of the people in that facility were aged 10 to 20, mostly teens. And there's just a lot of trauma. There's a lot of trauma going on, even with social media. What's happening with the girls? I talk to the girls. I have 6 daughters. And I say, what's going on with you girls? What's happening in social media? And my girls say, Dad, we're being compared to everyone on the internet. They actually, some of the boys take pictures of us and then rate us in our schools as we walk down the hall. So there's just a lot of pressure right now on teens in 2020. They said 1 in 4 teens considered suicide just 2 years ago. And a lot of that had to do with the pandemic and not being able to be among their peers. And so there's just, we're in a really tough spot right now in our culture right now with a lot of trauma. And so we have to, I think our churches have to really start teaching and preaching on this and how to get through the trauma and how to use faith to combat the fear and the lies that the enemy is using to subjugate the people in the church.
And you're leading perfectly into my next question, because as believers, you know, we know that healing is found in God's word, but there's not a lot of talk in the churches about God's word, about trauma, or God's word being the place where people can find healing. Why not?
Oh, the age-old question. In Ezekiel 34, here's what God says to the shepherds of Israel. I'm against the shepherds. They do not bind up the injured. They do not search for the lost. They do not bring back the strays. That was written a few thousand years ago. This is not a new issue. This is an old issue that just needs to be dealt with. So we really have to look at Jesus. The mission statement of Jesus is Luke 4, verse 18. And here's the mission statement. Jesus said it, and I'll repeat it. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor in spirit. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me to open the eyes of the blind and to release the oppressed and to set captives free. That's the mission of Jesus. So anyone who has been traumatized that's now listening, just know that that's the true heart of God. He loves his kids, and he weeps over traumatized children. I spent Mother's Day with a gal who was traumatized as a child, and she was suicidal on Mother's Day. And I spent a few hours with her at night, and we just talked about all the pain and all the lies that came from emotional abuse. And so this has become quite normal, where these people are living all around us. But Jesus is saying, I've come to heal you, but the church has to be prepared to be agents of healing as well. Sometimes we need Jesus with skin on it, I call it. which is Jesus said, it's better that I leave to go back to heaven. So I send my Holy Spirit to live among you. And now you, the church, are supposed to be the ambassadors of Jesus who are doing the healing work. And so we really need to be trained as the church. And I think sometimes we relegate this healing to mental health facilities. And I'm not against mental health, but they don't have, most of the time, mental health facilities do not have a biblical worldview. And so you're not going to be able to help them with spiritual issues. Most of their solutions are going to be medication orientated.
And so talk to me a little bit about that. Talk to me about what Set Free does and how you help people overcome trauma.
Okay, so trauma, let's just say you've been abused and you've been assaulted and there's some sexual abuse in your past and you're angry. You're really angry. Anger is a God-given emotion for injustice. So a lot of people don't know what to do. So what they do is they take the sin done to them and they don't know what to do. So they push it down and they hide it. I call that a solution for depression. When we have unexpressed emotions pushed down, we store them and we become depressed. We depress the emotion. Then anger comes. And then what the enemy does is he takes advantage of us, because don't let the sun go down on your anger, lest you give the devil a place of operation. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. So sometimes when we're traumatized, when we're sinned against, we don't know what to do with it. So we push it down, we hide it. And then we have sinful responses to that. So I call it the two buckets. On the one hand bucket, left hand bucket, are the sins done to us by others. It was wrong. You're right. The other bucket is my sinful response to that sin being done against me. So a sinful response to being abused. Okay, I'm going to drink until I can't feel the pain anymore. I'm going to get drunk. I'm going to get high. I'm going to chase women or chase men to find love in all the wrong places. These are all coping mechanisms and they're all sinful. So then what happens is it gets compounded. So Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 talks about the sin that so easily entangles and all the heavy weights that hinder Christians. And it says we're to cut off that sin and get rid of all those heavy weights that hinder. And so through confession and renouncement, that's where you're going to find your healing. Proverbs 28, verse 13, He who covers sin will not prosper, but he who confesses and renounces it will find mercy. So the people we're angry at are people usually closest to us, our moms, our dads. When we're angry at a mother or a father and we rebel against them, well, now we're into rebellion and we don't honor our father and our mothers, our days will not go well. That's a biblical worldview. And the enemy will set you up to step into that trap. We have to have eyes to see what's happening to us spiritually. We have to be able to help people with a biblical worldview so they can know what's happening to them, the traps that the enemy has set, but also the beauty of confessing and renouncing these sins. And it says in Acts 3:19, times of refreshing will come. So when we take the sin that was done to us and our sinful response to it, and we bring it to Jesus and we say, I can't hold this anymore. This is killing me. Jesus says, I've been waiting for that for years. I'll take it. And when we confess our sins to God, 1 John 1:9, we're forgiven, cleansed from all unrighteousness. James 5:16, we confess our sins one to another, we get healed. It's true. We just have to activate our faith through obedience to truth. It's that simple.
Amen. And it always, literally, every time I talk to you guys, it just brings such a smile to my face. And as we bring this home for our listeners and readers, what's their next step? How do you want them to respond?
Next step, find someone you can trust who's a godly man or woman, someone you know you can trust, and get the healing you need. If call us at Set Free Ministries. You can go to our website, setfreemen.org, and you can ask, you can put in your application for ministry. We do Zoom calls. So we're helping people from all over the USA. But preferably call someone that you know in your local church who's a godly man or woman and just say, you know what, I have some junk in my trunk. I got to get out. And I want to actually obey the word. It's interesting. Jesus in John 14 through 17, he kept saying, if you love me, you'll obey me. And if you obey me, I and the Father and the Holy Spirit will manifest ourselves and reveal ourselves to you. So obedience to the word is freedom. That's how we get it. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free.